I'm not afraid.
Yeah. It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place if you're trying to get out.
Welcome to the program today, the last program of 2014. This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net on the Rinse Radio program. As we bring in 2015 and we make our New Year's resolutions, it's critical to know about the resolutions that the elite think tanks have made for all of us. And I can say that we must not become wary and exhausted over the predictive programming that we're being confronted with on a minute-by-minute basis. Because unlike the elites who are working on these programs 24/7, 365 with shifts, we take time off, and we need to enjoy our families and the moment of and time that we come together and celebrate today. We need to do that. The program today is going to be startling. It's going to be the think tank documents that we continue to reveal on StopTheCrime.net, many of which I have spoken about on prior programs. We urge all of you to spend some time on StopTheCrime.net and certainly download some of the documents that we have been featuring, such as the NASA War Plan. But today is a different document, another document. And you can find this, again, on StopTheCrime.net on the home page. There's a new link under the banner head of Stop the Crime entitled Global Strategic War Plans. And what you're going to learn, among many things, through this predictive programming and scheming by the global elite think tanks and what they have planned for all of our futures, is nothing short of absolutely diabolical. One of the aspects of the plan is about robots and unmanned systems and how machines will be and are now becoming capable of carrying out complex tasks without directly involving human operators. And they're replacing people in the workplace. They're going to be carrying out tasks at increased effectiveness and efficiency while reducing the risk to humans. Now, I want you to pay close attention to the Delphi, the continued stated goal and the real goals. They give us the cushion of safety by saying, by reducing the risk to humans. The risk to humans is being escalated to the extent that we are in a eugenics program that has now taken on a new name, transhumanism. They are phasing out the inadequacies and the tenderness and everything that is about being human. They go on to tell us, as robots become more lifelike, capable of appearing and even expressing emotions, interactions with people are likely to become more sophisticated. The increased capabilities of robots will change the face of warfare. Now, here's where it gets interesting. As robots become more sophisticated, taking on a wider range of human responsibilities, legal questions will almost certainly emerge. For example, when robots malfunction, is it the owner, the manufacturer, or the programmer who will be responsible? Does a robot with biological components have rights? Changes to laws will almost certainly be required, but past experience suggests it's highly unlikely that laws will fail, and they will fail to keep up with the spread of technology and development. In fact, in the NASA war document, we are told, and I have certainly brought this up on many programs, but on page 36 of the NASA War Plan, again, a free download from StopTheCrime.net, it tells us, again, page 30, societal disaffection and upheaval caused by rapid technological changes. They're saying that the consequences to us by these rapid technological changes are rage and psychosomatic illnesses and withdrawal. Artificially created rage. They are creating rage through increased technologies that we have never known about, certainly would have never voted for, certainly would have never accepted this techno death trap that we now are all finding ourselves in. An extremely dangerous future awaits us, and it's in their plans. We're talking about the Strategic Trends Program, Global Strategic Trends out to 2045. And that is what I'm going to be focusing on today, because this is their resolve for us. And as we make our resolutions, we need to understand the larger picture of the grand scale of resolutions. My comment about this report is as follows, and again, you can find this on StopTheCrime.net on the homepage under our newly created link called Global Strategic War Plans. This is what it is. This is a trend report, and it is, again, entitled Global Strategic Trends, and it describes a strategic context for defense and security, looking out to the a comprehensive view of future derived through research headed for development and concepts and doctrine centers. It also talks about the continuance of this program and of the research that will continue and will seek to provide policymakers with a context for long-term decision-making. This is the fifth edition of the Global Strategic Trends, and it builds upon previous editions and a respected body of work that benefits from continual engagement with a wide range of contributors from academia, business, and government, both domestically and internationally. The extent of across UK government engagement, together with increased levels of international consultants and peer review, are of particular strength in this edition. Consultants, this is the Delphi technique. We are in a massive global Delphi, where the plans have already been determined. And consultants are hired to continue to create the illusion that any of us have any say in what is happening to our world and our lives and in our local communities right now. Now, I'm going to digress for a moment because many of you that have been listening to the program have been aware of the conversation that we've had about primary water and why we don't have a water shortage. Over this coming year, it is absolutely critical that all of you help us get this truth about water out to everyone you know. We have created a new link. It is called primarywater.org, primarywater.org. You can download half-page double-sided flyers that will explain about the campaign, the media psyops campaign, to frighten all of us about the scarcity of water. We are the water planet, and those in control are trying to trick us all because of our enslavement by lack of knowledge and education and how science really works. we recommend that you download this half-page flyer, print them off, and pass them out and distribute them everywhere you go. There are two YouTubes that are recommended on the flyer for everybody to watch, and those YouTubes are Water Crisis Hoax, and the companion YouTube is Primary Water Explained. Primary Water Explained. The reason that I am bringing this water issue up is this is a foremost assault by the elites to bring in the central controlled government globally faster than any other method. I am looking right now at an article that just came out December 29th of 2014 entitled, A New Jersey Bid to Privatize Water Without Public Votes. If approved by Governor Christie, this bill would give municipalities with aging pipes the right to sell water systems to private companies. This bill would allow New Jersey municipalities to sell their public water utilities to private, for-profit corporations without putting the measure to the voters. And it is only awaiting Chris Christie's signature. They go on to say, until now, any municipality in New Jersey that sought to sell off its water system to a private bidder had to hold a public vote. But this bill passed with bipartisan support. Now, you need to understand, the United States has a de facto corporate government system. The use of the word bipartisan is strictly an illusion to allow most people to believe that both sides have agreed. So because both sides have agreed, it's a good thing. So it's saying the bill passed with bipartisan support by the state's Senate last week and would allow municipalities with aging and deteriorating water systems to put their systems up for sale without holding a referendum. They go on to say, if the bill is enacted, New Jersey would join several other states, including Illinois, Pennsylvania, and California, where ballot measures are not required to sell water systems to private developers. Now, I want to refer you all to an extremely important document that we found out of Oxford, England. You can find this document on the Water Wars link of StopTheCrime.net. I would recommend that everyone download this document and understand this is the resolution of a plan and the method and the corporate government agencies within the United States that are fomenting the takeover of our private, taking it over into private hands. In other words, moving us out of a public municipal water system into a private system. This plan entitled Water Market USA is a downloadable document. It's called, again, Water Market USA, Global Water Intelligence. Now, for those of you that may not have a printer and are unable to download it for free from the Water Wars link of StopTheCrime.net, you can contact the print shop. And only for the cost of printing and shipping, you can receive this document. I would recommend you all request it and request the copy that we have highlighted, because you will find in this document, it says, infrastructure investment. Utilities have been prepared to delay network rehabilitation. They have planned this. The international controllers knew that the utility companies throughout the United States, which are also part of the Rothschild cartel, planned the demise of the public water municipal systems within the United States, all planned. So it's important for us to read the documents that they put out. They tell us in advance what they're going to do. We've got to stop asking why and arguing about this can't be real. How could our legislators agree to this and understand this is a plan? It is a global strategic plan, the resolution for all of us. Now, I'm going back to the global strategic war plan, and I'm just going to say a few personal comments about this plan so that you understand, and then I'm going to go over some of the details within this plan that should move you all into wanting to understand and read this plan and teach all of your children. We are, of course, in the midst of a great convergence, and this is taking place, and it will constitute a major shift change, a phase change in the nature of science and technology, with the greatest possible implication on all global economies, societies, and global cultures. And sadly, there are many deceptive agendas that have advanced by the radically new capabilities of technology that are now capable of understanding and manipulate matter that are associated with neuroscience and nanotechnology and nanoscience. What we have known as being human is being altered and redefined. There are many, many redundant systems and programs that have been secretly developed in plain sight because we have the documents and you can read them. And they're all now national and international corporate government policies to transition the global populations into a technological societal upheaval. They're forcing us into cities, and they know in advance this is going to cause massive upheaval and danger. They know, and it's predicted and told us in these reports, the Global Strategic War Plan. Also, as you know, the covert use of inserting parallel systems that replace our traditional systems. In other words, people refer to this as incrementalism. Well, how is incrementalism happening? It isn't just happening slowly. It is actually a bridging from the systems that we've grown accustomed to by inserting parallel systems that replace the systems. Like walking up a step. You walk up one step at a time until we become used to how they've reshaped our reality. The parallel systems have been covertly and purposefully deployed upon the public by international banking criminals, corrupt and paid public officials, and of course many others, for the purpose of covert warfare. Corporate profits, eugenics. Again, eugenics. The new word for eugenics is transhumanism and mind control by using frequencies to interface with the human brain for the optimal and maximum control of mankind. And of course, in order to reduce our resistance, the air, the water, the food, and many consumer products have been deliberately poisoned with chemicals while enriching the weaponized health industry. We find ourselves in endless wars of aggression, destruction, torture, and murder. Almost every aspect of our perceived reality has been altered and is being intentionally directed and redesigned. We now live in a virtual reality of make-believe. This is an extremely dangerous and predatory reality that we have been shoved into, and we must educate ourselves in order to make different decisions while we're still able to, while many of us are still able to have free will because we have not been interfaced with artificial intelligence. And in order to make different decisions, we need the knowledge and the understanding, and that we can no longer tolerate this dangerous, corrupt, monetary, and corporate construct that has deceived us all. We have to take the time to understand what has happened, because sadly the time that we have all spent in public indoctrination encampments called schools have led us to the place where we are now, enslaved by lack of knowledge. So let's go over a little bit of what we were not taught, and then we're going to get into this document. None of us and few of us were ever taught about Senate Report 93549. We're the enemy in Senate Report 93549, and we're told that. Few of us were ever taught that the Federal Reserve is not federal and has no reserves. Rather, we have been fooled into using fiat debt currency. We haven't been taught that the weather is controlled and weaponized for political control and corporate profit and more. Our food supplies have been poisoned. Our water has been poisoned. History has been rewritten. And we have weaponized healthcare. Media is propaganda. Climate change, aka global warming, is based upon false science. We do not prevent climate change by reducing our CO2 emissions. Going forward in 2015, it's most important for all of you to say that loud and clear. Fossil fuel is not where petroleum comes from. And primary water is why we do not have a water shortage. Again, go to primarywater.org. Again, our schools are indoctrination and disinformation government program institutions. And Common Core is delivering our children into the most mind-controlling, sadly to say, indoctrination and mind-splitting through sexual deviance that our children should not be facing. And we have a link on stopthecrime.net that I would encourage everyone go to, and that link is Kids for Profit and Eugenics in the School. Again, Kids for Profit and Eugenics in the School. We did a program on December the 24th, and we discussed this. Stay tuned. We're going to pick this up on the other side of the break.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
For those of us who are aware of the predatory, dangerous system we live in, there is nothing more important than being fit for the battles ahead we all face. We must be prepared. With regard to nutrition, we face many serious challenges. Our health, your health, is being compromised by modern, processed, and genetically engineered foods, which are designed to make us physically sick and mentally dull. Toxins are being deliberately pumped, dumped, and sprayed into our environment and atmosphere, saturating all of us. Silent weapon systems are being used against human health worldwide. We all have one thing in common. We need to eat. We need to make good, healthy choices. Choices that you can start making right now. Go to www.mypuriumgift.com to view all the extraordinary products and enter gift card code WellnessPrepper and take $50 off your order. That's mypurium, P-U-R-I-U-M, gift.com, and start restoring your health now.
Many, many people have experienced the benefits of drinking all-natural Life Change tea. The unique blend of 8 herbs helps detoxify your body so you can live a healthier life. Numerous testimonies have been given about the benefits of drinking Life Change tea. So, are you drinking Life Change tea? Interested? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Many are so impressed with our product, they order a year's supply. And why not? When they do, they receive 2 months free. That's a $70 savings. The body is meant to heal itself. Sometimes a body just needs a little help. Get the tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This is not an ordinary green tea, and it's not available in stores. This tea helps with digestive problems, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as talk show host Jerry Doyle says, it'll make you as regular as a baby bird. Enjoy your life. Get Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
Prior to the break, we were talking about the link on StopTheCrime.net entitled Kids for Profit and Eugenics in the Schools. Again, an extremely important link to go to see documentation. The resolutions from the global elite for our children. Our children are being harvested. They're being placed in disinformation government programs, and they are now advancing into and onto our younger children. Soon, 3- and 4-year-olds will be required to start preschool in preparation for kindergarten. They call it C2C, cradle to career. Infrastructure is now already being created to house our babies. And sex education in elementary school is MK Ultra mind control, wherein traumatized, sexually exploited children become prey to predators, and far worse. We also need to understand wireless frequency devices are weapons. A silent weapons program of warfare has long since been turned onto all of us, and thousands of people are being targeted, hunted, and tortured by directed energy weapons, satellite systems, and organized gang stalking networks globally. Understand what's going on in the targeted individual community, TIs. Search it. Find out. The U.S. government is controlled by corporations and bankers that have long since been posing as a representative government, which it's not. In fact, we all know by now that the U.S. government is a corporation and does not serve us. It's serving us up on a platter. Our local city councils and county boards of governments are incorporated, and they don't work for us either. All wars are bankers' wars. Military men and women are cannon fodder for war games. Lawyers, also the BAR, the British Accreditation Regency, falsely lure clients into judiciary systems, wherein the clients believe justice will be served, when in truth, the courts work for the advancement of the corrupt corporate government, as do the lawyers. There is more, however, but by understanding what we have conveyed, you'll be able to comprehend the Global Strategic Trends Program, which is a war plan, and the urgency to get this information out to others is vital if we want to continue to exist as humans in the way that we have known it. Now, it's an extremely disturbing and dangerous global forecast, and it's a program of war. The war games are based upon invented science and the use of silent weapon systems, manufactured consensus and doublespeak, all used to trick us and intentionally dumb us down. And the dumbed-down citizenry, sadly, is not expressing any type of understanding what is happening. The invented and falsified science of climate change is being sold as the foundation for economic and environmental policy changes. This program is about the totalitarian grip tightening on global society that we have been warned about in so many other documents. Again, go to the source document tab on stopthecrime.net. Read the NWO by an insider in 1969. NWO exposed by an insider in 1969. Everything that we were told in that document has already happened. Now you are hearing about a document that goes out to 2045. And this is going to be actually multiple shows for me to go through this 202-page document so that you'll understand the intention and the ongoing transition that is being fomented by geoengineering that is going to continue to escalate in this report. Sea level rise, they say, is going to preclude people from living in the coastal regions. When you go on to stopthecrime.net and you click on the Global Strategic War Plan, scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you will see a global conflict map. You will see the countries under assault. You will see why and how conflict is going to be increased. As you know, in one of the YouTubes, which I certainly would recommend all of you watch and listen to, entitled Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. Again, Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. Understand, we have been told, and we cannot continue to go along without acknowledging these forces that are changing the global human societies. We cannot continue to be silent, because our silence is our permission. Our permission. And we must not consent. And we have ways in which we are not able to continue on, and certainly not consent. And again, the report from Iron Mountain tells us about how the globalists would pollute the planet, and they have. They've created the fear necessary to maneuver many of us into accepting a manufactured climate crisis. So I'm going to recommend that you look at many of the YouTubes up on stopthecrime.net. One is entitled The Age of Transitions. The Age of Transitions. Pay close attention to the references at the end of that YouTube. Again, who is running America and the CAP? The Water Crisis Hoax, and Primary Water Explained. I have all of this that I'm recommending right now on air on the link, again, on stopthecrime.net under the Global Strategic War Plan. So let's talk about this war plan. GMOs are going to be the solution for their stronghold on reducing water supplies and convincing the world that they can no longer continue agricultural practices as they have been doing in the past. GMOs will be accepted short of starvation. Yes. And they go on to tell us in this document that greenhouse gas emissions will almost certainly affect the climate for the next few decades, regardless of any mitigating action that we take now. I want you to listen, regardless of any mitigating action. Now, what does that mean? These climate action plans to reduce your CO2 emissions that are being advanced through your cities and enforced, soon to be enforced by code enforcement, is literally defining every structure in the country as non-compliant. We are not meeting the new, impossible-to-reach reduction requirements in our structures. in the United States. We're going to continue with this on the other side of the break, and sadly, in the final segment, of which I will have to, again, carry this conversation forward, but this is 2015, and we're going over resolutions of the elite.
Purification and health and wellness for a long time. And I'm here to tell you I have never come across a more dynamic, better built, affordable home and office ozone unit than the brand new Trioxy Reion. It is simply the most versatile ozone unit yet. And as the name applies, the Reion also produces a stream of health enriching negative ions whenever you wish. Truly the best of both worlds. The Trioxy Reion has easy digital controls, allowing you to determine how long you want your Reion to produce ozone and or negative ions. In short, this ingenious little masterpiece allows you to purify the air you breathe or ozonate your drinking water anytime you want. Create your own indoor bioclimate. No more bacteria, viruses, mold, yeast, or fungus. The Trioxy Reion keeps the air inside your home cleaner than the great outdoors. Visit GoHealthyNext.com right now and get the full story. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window, medicated to keep you docile, not able to recognize your own kids, suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, your key to the real fountain of youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Talking about the global elite think tanks and how they slaughter their way up to the top through control and exploitation. We are talking about the use of mathematical formulas for predictive programming. We are talking about their resolutions for us as we make our resolutions for the coming 2015. Now, we're talking too about the policies that your cities have already adopted likely and are going to soon be imposing upon you to reduce your CO2 emissions in your homes. I want to be clear what their long-range elite think tank programs tell us about the outcome of reducing our greenhouse gas emissions. They tell us reducing greenhouse gas emissions will be the most important means by which climate change is managed all the way on out to 2045. And it appears likely that the drivers of greenhouse gas emission will continue. That, and also they're telling us that global warming will continue even if emissions were cut to zero tomorrow. In other words, there's nothing that we can do. And of course, we know that. The idea of reducing climate change or affecting it at all by reducing CO2 emissions is psychopathic elite craziness. And we must understand this and not be afraid to say it. We are being consumed because we are afraid to talk. If you are afraid to vocalize these things, then do things such as putting magnetic signage on your vehicles. Use your vehicles for the media that we do not have. The elite control the media. Watch the YouTube Psy War and understand, in order for us to get the truth out, we're going to have to do it in ways that are available to all of us. Flyers, radio programs, getting in front of your city council and filming it and putting it up on out on YouTube. Understand what is the process of this global takedown and corralling and caging all of us in an electronic fence as we are being poisoned by chemicals. They go on to tell us, without meaningful effort to secure global consensus, that's the Delphi technique, without securing global consensus on the scale of the problem and how it should be tackled, it's almost certain that the challenging limits to global warming temperatures will increase. So again, nothing that we can do is going to stop this. They tell us that the growing population, again, the census with the number of people is all skewed data. They manipulate it to fit their psychopathic predictive programming in these reports. But they go ahead and tell us anyway that the growing population will demand more food and water, increasing the strain on the environment out to 2045. And as centers of populations cluster in vulnerable areas, such as coastal regions, the consequences of adverse weather will highly be likely felt more directly. And by 2045, climate change is likely to have more noticeable effects without mitigation. Rising sea levels will increase the risk of coastal flooding, particularly in regions affected by tropical cyclones. Droughts and heat waves are likely to increase in intensity and in duration and frequency. Some of these events could precipitate natural disasters, which, because of the interdependence enabled by globalism, may have consequences far beyond the site where the disasters occurred. They're telling us their science, their advanced use of science against us, is going to cause this type of global hell on Earth. Again, they talk about education and how corporate involvement in education will grow, and it will encourage the children to enter into specific skills and jobs. And it will be determined what is their strongest future performers to go into military service. They talk about machines will take over many jobs from people with developments in artificial intelligence. They tell us that there will be an enormous deflection of young people. They won't have jobs, and there's going to be increased anger over the aging and about the aging population, that we have taken the jobs. We will continue to hold on to some of the wealth as a result and some of the power, but there's going to be a drive towards turning the youth against the older populations. You can find this out. You can work within your families to understand what we are facing, and you can make your own resolutions to not go along by not knowing about theirs. They also talk about mental health and the global cost of mental health conditions and how mental health is going to exceed in value the aspects of Big Pharma. They talk about so many realities in this report and in some of the potential applications of graphene, which we've talked about before. Graphene paper is flexible and inexpensive to produce and around 10 times stronger than steel. Graphene, G-R-A-P-H-E-N-E. We have so many advanced technologies that are being withheld from us. They talk about self-replicating metal, metal that responds to damage by healing itself, such as nickel superalloys with designed in deflects and allows cracks to repair themselves under normal loading conditions. They talk about the self-assembly mechanism of DNA could be harnessed to fabricate mechanical, electrical, and optical devices and circuits that may be 10 times smaller than circuit technologies even allow now. And the advancements that they talk about in this report are staggering. Again, I have also at the end of the link on stopthecrime.net illustrated this global conflict map where you will see a global highlightings of multiple stress, geographic and demographic stress, crop design, increased hunger, increased areas of coastal sea level rise, and other aspects of these plans that the elites have created and are creating through technologies that we have not been told about. But yes, we have, because you now know. You are being told about this in their documents. And it's absolutely critical that you go to stopthecrime.net, go to the Global Strategic War Plans link, and read this document in its entirety for yourself. We will be covering this document because it literally encapsulates many of the segments that we have been talking about with the climate action plans that are being implemented in our communities and other aspects of policies based on the false science of CO2 emissions and the reality that's being created because of the illusion of water scarcity. We have an abundance of water. I'm going to leave you as we enter the new year of 2015 with the good news. Again, we cannot continue to be tricked or frightened about water scarcity. Primary water is in abundance, and we must start looking down for water instead of up. To learn the water facts, go to stopthecrime.net. to the primary water link or to our new link, primarywater.org. And certainly, watch the YouTubes, Water Crisis Hoax and Primary Water Explained. Primary water is good news and will provide us all with the water that we need. We can no longer continue to be tricked and fooled by this made-up virtual reality that is literally consuming all of us. We have to get our children out of school to protect them. We're going to have to make changes within our homes and our communities in order to survive through the strategic trends, psychopathic programming that we're reading in this Global Strategic Trends Report out to 2045. And I can say to you as we move in to 2015, we at Stop the Crime wish all of you the best in learning and understanding and helping us to create the environment that we want to live in. It's going to take one educated mind at a time. We all must now invest our time in understanding our reality. We are in a virtual reality. And now our children are being fed into this educational system of absolute sexual deviance, simply because many parents are too busy working, or the divorce rate is high, or there's other conditions within the home. We need all retired teachers. We need all grandparents on board to help educate our children. We must educate ourselves at the same time. This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net as we welcome 2015.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and to seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celeni's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear, 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.